Unit 2. Reading. Exercise 2.
Look, I'm speaking emoji. Anna is sitting on the sofa and she's sending Lucy an instant message. They're having a long conversation, but Anna isn't only using real words, and they aren't writing real sentences. Like most other young people, they're messaging with small, colourful pictures. They're communicating with emojis. Look around and you can find creative emoji t-shirts, posters, videos, and emoji stories and songs. Emojis are everywhere. But where are they from? And why are they so popular? The inventor of the first emojis, Shigetaka Kurita, is from Japan, and emoji comes from the Japanese for picture, e, and letter, moji. There are now more than 1,000 showing people and ideas from many cultures, not only Japan. They now have many different skin colours, and they are becoming a truly international language. Emojis and emoticons are popular because they can show our feelings. When we aren't speaking face to face, it's important to see if a message is sad, silly, funny, or happy. So emojis are useful, but most of all, they add a bit of colour to our lives and a bit of fun. And that's why we really love them.